New York City has reached a settlement with the families of 11 public school students who claimed they were unlawfully sent to emergency rooms. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports that schools can no longer use 911 calls as a form of discipline.
Legal Services has documented thousands of cases of disruptive students being sent to emergency rooms. Sometimes the kids were throwing furniture, but in other cases, they were throwing tantrums. The schools would call 911, and the parents would spend hours in an emergency room only to be told there was nothing wrong. Nelson Marr, a senior attorney with Legal Services in the Bronx, says this violated the civil rights of kids with disabilities and also caused great trauma.
The proposed regulation specifically calls for schools to try to use de-escalation approaches initially to calm the student down.
That can be done with a trained staff member or the child's parent. One of the plaintiffs, who did not want to be identified, claims a guidance counselor didn't know what to do when her then 8-year-old son with autism spectrum disorder refused to take off his lizard mask on Halloween. The boy got very upset and wound up in an emergency room.
It would be more beneficial to know exactly what to say and know that there's other ways to handle a situation. I mean, for example, the child could call the mom.
The settlement also requires crisis intervention training for hundreds of staff members at the 20 schools with the highest rates of sending students to emergency rooms. And the city has to give guidelines to all other schools. Chancellor Carmen Farina says the settlement brings critical changes to the ways schools work with students in crisis. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.